From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry ended a brief visit to Geneva Monday in an effort to try to salvage a two-month-old U.S.-Russian brokered cessation of hostilities in Syria. He said Washington and Moscow made progress trying to contain recent violence, but the combatants must break off the hostilities.
Both sides, the opposition and the regime, have contributed to this chaos, and we are working over these next hours intensely in order to try to restore the cessation of hostilities.
Kerry, who met Saudi Foreign Minister Adel al-Jubeir and UN Syria envoy Staffan de Mistura, said the U.S. and Russia will boost the number of Geneva-based ceasefire monitors. More than a week of violence has left at least 250 civilians in and around the northern city Aleppo dead. De Mistura travels to Moscow Tuesday to try to salvage that truce.
And the message will be exactly the same. I hope really that the message that we gave at the Security Council the other day, appealing to both the U.S. and Russia and the special team that we have, which is called the International Support Group, will be reinvigorating what has been a major achievement.
Meanwhile, the White House Monday downplayed reports of creation of safe zones for civilians, and the opposition saying the U.S. would be reluctant to commit a large ground force to safeguard such zones. The U.S. and Senegal Monday signed a cooperation agreement to ease deployment of U.S. troops to that West African nation so they can move more quickly to humanitarian crises, natural disasters, or terrorist attacks. There are currently 40 U.S. military personnel in Senegal. The agreement sets out the rights and responsibilities of future U.S. access to Senegalese facilities for joint training and possible future deployments. This is VOA News.